Welcome.
You always like starting off with like some kind of Scottish or Irish accent.
Well, that wasn't Scottish, that was Irish. Want Scottish? I think I can do it.
No. They don't want Scottish.
Come on. Don't deny me.
Safe casting is over.
Yeah.
And welcome back to
Well Read Yet Ill Fed.
I did it. So
I don't often do it right.
No, you don't.
Yes. We're continuing our discussion.
Yes.
On 50 Shades of Grey. And this episode we're gonna be covering chapters 8 through 11.
11. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll just do a let's actually just talk really quickly about how was your weekend? Well, actually, before we even talk about that,
okay.
We should mention that that song was Sheila E., The Glamorous Life.
Yep.
I'm a huge 80s fan, and I absolutely love that song. Like, when I first started downloading music, that was, like, the first song that I downloaded.
Really? Mine was Let Go by Fro-Fro. It's kind of, like, indie, folky.
If you know what she's talking about, let her know, because I don't.
Yeah,
let Katie know if you know Fro-Fro. I don't know Fro-Fro.
I don't know Fro-Fro.
So, Katie, how was your weekend?
I don't know how to pronounce her name. Anyway.
Oh, so also let Katie know she's saying
if
it wrong.
If I'm saying it right.
Might not
it's
be
like
Fro-Fro.
F-R-O-U.
Fro-Fro.
I just don't want to call her Fro-Fro. But anyway, my weekend was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to a conference, and it was cool, actually. It's funny that you brought up feminism in our last thing, because this one, it was, like, a women's conference, and they started talking about, like, kind of the new feminism and what does it mean and everything. So it was really, really good and really interesting, and just kind of helped me to read these next chapters with that frame, kind of doing like a feminist analysis, kind of.
Right.
Which it's funny because actually in college I did feminist analysis of literature. Like, I actually did one of Sex and the City.
Really?
So not that wasn't literature, but media. And Sex and the City is not feminist at all. It's really, actually, it all revolves around men and like how do they get men, and that's like their only thing they talk about ever. So like it's just interesting because I was like, oh yeah, like Samantha empowered, you know. And,
yeah.
And then I did a analysis of it and I'm like, oh no, but
I'm not gonna lie, in college we binge watched Sex and
oh
the
my
City.
Gosh, I love
but so I lived with my teammates,
uh-huh,
who were also, you know, happened to be my roommates, and there was this guy from the basketball team. So he's one of the guys on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loved hanging out with us. And there was one day we started watching the Sex and the City like marathon without, mm-hmm, him. And he got so upset with us. He was like, how could you guys start without me?
Oh, gosh.
Well, speaking about basketball, this weekend, Brian and I, we watched a lot of March Madness.
Oh, yeah, because it's March.
Yeah,
so.
Watch a lot of March Madness.
That's how much I know about the basketball. I didn't even know that it was going.
There were some really good games. Wichita State beat Kansas, which is awesome. Duke won. Knew that was going to happen. But we also worked on our house because we're trying to put our condo on the market.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well,
yeah.
I knew you guys were thinking about it like last year, but
so we're going to try and do it ourselves.
Okay.
For like 6 months, and if that doesn't work,
so you don't have to give someone commission.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's always nice.
I know. But it's not easy. So that's kind of what we did. Fixed up our house, took pictures.
Nice. Yeah. I went shopping. I went to Kohl's, got a new dress for like 60% off.
Kohl's is good for that.
You know, there's
if you're listening and you don't know what Kohl's is about, I suggest Googling Kohl's.
Yeah.
There's always Kohl's cash available, and you never buy an item from Kohl's full price.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
if you are, then you're doing
something wrong.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, but anyway, that was my weekend.
All right, so let's recap what we talked about really briefly last week. So we spoke of chapters
4 through 7. Mm-hmm.
4 through 7. Okay, so, things get steamy pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So Anastasia was she takes her finals, and so mm-hmm. her and Kate and Jose, they all go to the bar to celebrate. She gets drunk. Mm-hmm. Jose makes a pass at her. She also drunk dials Gray, mm-hmm. who gets all upset that she's drunk, and she's some damsel in distress that he must come and rescue.
I know.
And
that kid, I don't get him, but whatever.
She scoops her up. You guys know if you read the book. Takes her back to her place.
His place.
His place, yes, that's right. And then they have some awkward conversation where he forces her to eat food. He's always trying to like, get her to eat food. And then the helicopter rides in there as well.
Yeah.
They go, you know, on a date where he's forcing her to eat more food.
Yeah.
This is also where he gives her the contract, that crazy-ass contract, Katie.
I know.
And I told you I was going to look up some stuff on, like, domestic violence because I was like, this stuff is crazy.
Uh-huh.
A contract about what she should be wearing, about how many times she should be working out, and what she should be eating, that is crazy. And so I did look that up. And, yeah, he's cuckoo crazy.
Yeah.
But in reading the upcoming chapters, I recognize how...
She's crazy, too?
Yeah, but I also recognize that he's got issues.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we knew he had issues, but we didn't know the extent of his issues. But as
the chapters... We didn't know where the issues came from.
Exactly. And now... Yeah. Oh, and I have a theory.
Yeah?
I do.
You going to share it now? Or?
No.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
Sorry if you hear us moving around. I had to plug the computer.
So let's start on chapter...
Eight.
So, chapter 8, this is right when he finds out that Anastasia's a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
He gets really upset. Mm-hmm. And in my experience, when a guy finds out that a girl's a virgin, they are more than thrilled.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like Christmas. It's like, hitting the lottery when a guy finds out that a girl's a virgin. So the fact that he has this opposite reaction is interesting.
Yeah, because it's like, well, I mean, as we covered it last time, I am a virgin. So if anyone got mad at me, like, I don't know if he's getting mad at her for being a virgin or for not telling him that she's a virgin, which I'm like, I mean, I don't, like, I had one friend for a year who, like, when he found out I was a virgin, he was, like, shocked. Because it's just like, it's not, I don't sit around and, like, talk about that, you know.
Right.
So, except, you know, two strangers on a podcast. But as a virgin, I'm kind of like, listen, buddy, like, it's her business, like, what she does, and it's nothing to be, you know, and I would say the same thing about a guy who got mad at a girl for having, like, 20 sexual partners. It's like, that's, she didn't know you, like, this is none of your business.
Right,
like,
right,
her
right.
sexual past is her past, you know, and her choices, whatever.
Well, we come to find out that he gets over it rather quickly because he then just wants to, like, break her in before he can do all of his, like,
which, the way
stuff.
That he calls it her basic training is just, like, I don't like that. That would freak me out. But anyway.
So, let's talk a little bit about the dialogue because I just, you know me, how much I love the dialogue between them. So page 111, I'm going to just read a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bite this lip, he murmurs against my mouth, and carefully he tugs at it with his teeth. I moan and he smiles. Please, Anna, let me make love to you. Yes, I whisper. Who... In my experience, because you haven't had that experience.
Right.
The day I hear a man say, I want to make love to you. My own husband doesn't say that. Like, he's like, let's have sex. Like, I want to make love to you. And this, even in the romance stage, like when you're trying to like romance the person, it's just a little too cheesy for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you love that.
No.
That he's like, I want to make love to you.
That's kind of like when a guy asks if he's, like, allowed to kiss the girl or something. I'm just like, just, you know, read my body language and just do it. Like, you don't have to be like, I want to kiss you, or I want to make love. It's like, just, okay. Clearly, she's giving you the green light. So, but anyway, you don't need to go over it in that sense.
Well, I just feel like the conversations that continue on with them is just, like, a little nauseating.
But yeah, they're, I don't know. But anyway.
Some more conversation. Okay, so page 112. Oh. Okay, so when he makes the comment about, I assume you're not on the pill. Mm-hmm. And then on page 112, he says, let's get this jacket off, shall we? He says softly and takes hold of the lapels and gently slides my jacket off my shoulders. He places it on the chair. Do you have any idea of how much I want you, Anna? He whispers. My breath hitches. I cannot take my eyes off his. He reaches up and gently runs his finger down my cheek to my chin. Do you have any idea what I'm going to do to you? He adds, caressing my chin. At this point, if I'm Anastasia, I'm saying, shut up. Like, no, really. Like, at this point, I'm just like, please, like, shut up. Like, I've had guys who have, like, tried to, like, romance me with, like, words, and I'm just like, this is such a turnoff. I mean, maybe some people are that way. Like it was kind of like a little, I don't know. It was just fake and cheesy to me.
Yeah. I mean, you would probably assume that of the two of us, I would be the one to be more easily romanced by words. But, like, even me, it's like, I mean, they're nice. I would be uncomfortable if I was in this situation. Because mm-hmm. I'd be like, let's just kiss. Like, come on. But I guess for me, it's like, yeah, words are nice. But in the end, I want, like, actions to speak for themselves. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, so even with him being like, oh, I want you, like, I care about you, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, do things to show that right. you care and show right. that you want to be, you know, like, to be with me. And I think it's hard, though, because as we, you know, see, Christian doesn't want to be with her in the traditional sense.
Right.
You know?
So he's saying all these beautiful things to her, like, oh, I want you, and mm-hmm. oh, you're so beautiful. But then you're not allowing her to sleep in your bed. You yeah. don't want to make her your girlfriend. You want
right.
to
he wants the intimacy.
F instead of
well, yeah. And I, make I guess love. I wouldn't even say he wants the intimacy because he doesn't want intimacy in a sense. And I think that now that we know what we know about him, which we'll get into later,
right.
but it's like, oh, okay, I get that. I get why you don't want intimacy. But it's so funny because like she was saying, she says later he doesn't want commitment. But that's not true. Like, he has a contract, you know? He has a contract saying, like, oh, we're going to do this and this and this. And, like, it's all set out. Expectations are very clear. And yet, it's like he wants the commitment without the intimacy.
Right.
You know? So
right.
it's the difference between him and a lot of men.
Right, exactly.
but yeah, like, I really think that he's fine with commitment, you know? Anyway, I'm skipping ahead in my mind, but we're going back to this.
Well, I do want to kind of talk about the accuracy in the sex scene between mm-hmm. them, her first sexual experience, and immediately I start going back to my first sexual encounter, and I'm just like, nope. And if anyone else's sexual encounter is like Anna's first encounter, then you need to tell me about it. Because it was not pretty.
Yeah.
It was not...
I've heard that. Like, it's just awkward. Because it's like, you don't know what you're doing. And, like, your body isn't used to
it is
to
awkward.
That kind of...
And granted, you know, she was with Gray, who is a very experienced
Yeah, I was going to
say,
I think when the guy's less experienced, it's more awkward.
But it was very... unrealistic.
Yeah.
From what I know, a virgin's first experience mm-hmm. to be.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, once I'm bleeding, I'm flipping out.
Yeah. That was.
So, and like I said,
I think that the thing that bothers me about the fact that it's not realistic is, you know, the author is painting this picture of, like, a romance between these two characters, and she's putting in so much, she's making things so much more romantic than they actually would be in reality. which, you know, you're saying with, like, the sex scenes, it's that way. But then also with, like, just later with, like, the contract and everything else, like, it's not something, I don't know, she's painting it as, like, it's something that is desirable. Yeah, like, Anna has, like, issues with some of it, but some of it she's like, yeah, I'm okay with this, but it's, I don't know. So she isn't being realistic.
Right,
like,
right,
about
right.
how people would react and how things are, I think. Maybe she's a virgin and she doesn't know. What her first time is like. Or maybe this is, like, how her first time is. I don't know.
So, yeah. I mean, the sex scenes are pretty steamy. I think that's where, like, to be honest, I think that's where the author got a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, I'm just like, character development, storyline. But the sex scenes, I'm just like,
A lot of development there.
Yeah, a lot of development. You know exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly how everyone is feeling. And so I think that's where people wanted to keep reading.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she got people.
Yeah.
That author.
Yeah.
Those sex scenes.
Mm-hmm. And there's quite a few. I mean, we're only...
I know.
Like, there's like one listen, chapter.
Listen, we have sex the night before. Back away. Let me wear my pigtails and make pancakes and bacon in the morning. But back away. Like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some of you are just have the energy and the stamina.
Well, she is 21. I don't know if it makes a difference.
I mean,
I don't know.
I guess so. I guess I'm old and tired.
You're almost 30.
Yeah, so the sex scene. So what happens after that? They have their oral sex scene the next day.
In chapter 9, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, like...
Oh! And she meets his mom!
Okay.
Let's rewind here,
okay,
please.
Wait. Okay, so after they have sex for the first time, they fall asleep in the same bed. Right, which again, he doesn't sleep in beds with women because he doesn't want intimacy. But then she wakes up and she gets up and this is a line that I highlighted. It's on page 126. It's like, so you've just slept with him, given him your virginity, a man who doesn't love you. In fact, he has very odd ideas about you. Wants to make you some sort of kinky sex slave. Are you crazy? Her subconscious is shouting at her. I find Anna's confliction here very real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do like the way that she, the authors, because like anyone, especially someone who has no sexual experience and no relational experience, you know, she's never had a boyfriend. There's no way that she would, you know, have this guy be like, yeah, I want to like spank you and like do these things to you when you are bad and like reward you when you're good and stuff. No way she'd be like, okay, cool. You know, which initially reading this, I thought that's how she would be.
Right.
So I'm happy that there's a little bit of trepidation on her side just with, you know, she is going back and forth. And later, you know, she talks about how, you know, she's like, I want him, but do I want to be with him this way? You know, and so I think that I appreciate that because I think that we can all, you know, we've been there. We talked about this last time, but we've been there where there's that guy, you know, who really. Oh, you're so not good for me, but you're so cute.
Like,
it just feels so right when you're with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, so I guess, you know, we'll read on and see what Anna chooses. But yeah, so she gets out and she's conflicted, you know, when she wakes up in the morning about just having slept with him. And then she makes breakfast for him, which I thought was cute, you know? She's like,
that is nice.
Okay, like...
I mean, I wouldn't be dancing, especially if I was sore, but...
I'd probably be dancing. I dance a lot.
Where did these pigtails come from? Who wears pigtails?
I don't know.
I know it's 2011, but it's not like 1991. Like, who wears pigtails? Anyway, I know I'm picking on, like, little things, but that just popped out to my mind.
But yeah, so she's cooking him... breakfast, he comes in, and, Oh, what I did not like about the pigtails. I just see that I'm highlighted. He comes by as she's cooking, and it says, "He gently pulls my pigtails. I love these," he whispers. "They won't protect you." Mmm, Bluebeard. That's her thoughts. I'm just like, I don't know. As a woman, I want a man to protect me. Like, I don't want to be the thing that I need protection from.
Right.
Let alone, like, have to wear a certain hairstyle to, like, protect myself from him. But,
One thing that jumped out at me on page 132 when he was like, I've never had vanilla sex before.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's like, so sad.
That is sad.
Like,
because it's like his first time was right into what he does now. So
right. I mean, this is the most intimate that he's ever been with a woman. It didn't involve sex toys. It was just him and this other person. And it was so...
I think there's something to be said about that, where it's like, there's nothing, there's no extras. It's just you.
Right.
There.
Right.
You know, like, there's no, like, facade, no, like, role-playing, or, like, there's nothing, there's no game.
Right.
It's just you and that person.
And then I was like, I love vanilla sex. What's wrong with vanilla sex?
Uh-huh.
But I love that it was actually like his first time too.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't think about it like that, but yeah. So, you know, I know last episode you talked about like, well, I hope this, you know, starts to transform. I think he is, you know, starting, because like later on he's even like, what are you doing to me? You know?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, I don't get this.
Right.
And so I do see... some redemption here,
mm-hmm.
which I like, because I think that, you know, they say like women is the gentler sex, you know, and to take that as least sexist as you can, I think it's to say like women are, you know, they're very caring and nurturing and perceptive and such. And so I think that we can bring a lot of healing, I think, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's why those little kids always run to their mommies, you know, when they fell down and they want their mommies to kiss their boo-boo, because, like, they
right.
just make it better. Like, so I think that it is nice to see a little bit of maybe healing going on for him from what we'll talk about in
right.
a couple minutes that happened.
So something that stuck out to me on page 135 that I thought was so sad. So page 135, they, you know, they're all still sexing it up and all
mm-hmm.
that stuff. At the top of 135, he says, "My breathing increases and my heart is racing. His growing erection presses against my behind. It's such a turn-on knowing that it's my body making him feel this way. Ha, not your mind," my subconscious sneers. I thought that was so sad because
mm-hmm.
She's separating her soul, her mind, from
mm-hmm.
her body and...
Her, like, consciousness.
Yeah, and I'm like, you can't do that. Like, once you do that, you're an animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
so...
Yeah. Well, I think...
Nowadays, women want men to want them for their
yeah.
minds as well. And
yeah.
so, with that quote, I guess because she's so broken, in a sense, that she's like, oh, finally, it's my body that is doing
yeah.
this.
Yeah. It's clear she has insecurities, and she doesn't have very high self-esteem. So, like, for me... Yeah, this is really sad, because it's like, how many women do this, though?
Right.
You know, it's like, how many times do we almost amputate parts of ourselves because it's either what we don't think men want, or we've been told by men, like, I don't like this part of you, you know? And so instead of looking for the right guy who does love that part of you, we tend to, you know, disfigure ourselves.
And she's doing it to herself.
Yeah, he's not even saying, like, well, I guess in a way he is saying, I only want
to because he is only commenting on that, and that's, you know.
Right, I mean, it's not like in the contract she has to read, like, the, you know, like, the intellectuals of the 13th
right.
century. Like, no.
He never comments on, oh, you're so witty. So it's like,
right.
you're so sweet, hot, I'm going to bite your lip.
Yeah, I mean, this is very much about, well, it's about him using her as an object for his pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I think, you know, it's no wonder she feels this way.
Yeah.
Like,
I totally agree.
Yeah. I think that the author's being very real here as well. Like, I think she's doing a good job with Anna's state of mind. you know, because as women, like, oh, yeah, like,
you're getting that.
Women know when they're being used.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's so sad because I don't even think it's Christian's intention to misuse her. This is just all he knows.
Right. And this is his way of, I guess, affirming her
in
some sense. Mm-hmm. Like on the bottom of page 137, he says, "You know, you never cease to amaze me." And this is right after she gives him oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, is this why?
Yeah.
Is this why she never ceases to amaze you? Because of her ability to give you a good... How about, you know, you never cease to amaze me because...
Like your kindness, you know, never...
So she's feeding into that because that's all he's giving her.
Right, really. And that's all he knows, too.
Right.
As we... I can't wait to get to that part to talk about. So they start to have sex again. And then, is there anything in that sex scene that you want to talk about, or do you want to just skip to when his mom comes?
Oh, let's see.
Yeah.
Chapter 10, right?
So then they're in his room, and, you know, they're getting hot and heavy, and then Taylor comes by and is trying to keep Gray's mom from walking in on him and Anna.
Okay, so this is what freaks me out. Chapter 10, 144. His mouth presses into a hard line. I'll expect you in that room in 5 minutes. Otherwise, I'll come and drag you out of here myself in whatever you're wearing. This is to meet his mom. So he's like, wants her to meet his mom. I'm like, but this chick can't sleep in your bed, but she can meet your mom? Like, that is so...
Yeah.
And then I think it's speaking to your point that you were talking about. Like, he wants that commitment. Like, what is the biggest sign besides meeting his family?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's huge. So it's just this, I feel like there's beauty in this, and it's just, like, all over the place.
It's like it's just been twisted.
It's just messy.
I think that, I just think, you know, okay, we've said E.L. James is not the best writer. But she is, I think, speaking to the subtleties of our own human instincts and longings, you know what I mean? Like it's just, this is what people want, you know? Like, they want the intimacy, they want the commitment, they want to be coupled with someone, but, like, because of what has happened to him, it's just been so twisted.
Right.
You know? So she meets his mom, and his mom really likes her because she thought he was gay.
Everyone seems to thought he was gay at one point. And then the crazy side starts coming back out again when she gets the phone call.
From Jose. I did not like that.
Page 148.
Yeah.
I'll just make a call, I murmur. I just want to hear Kate's voice. He frowns. The photographer, his jaw clenches and his eyes burn. I blink at him. I don't like to share. Remember that. I know I'm saying it, but like... I'm being ridiculous.
Well, even then, like, his quiet, chilling tone is a warning, and with one long, cold look at me, he heads back into the bedroom. And she's like, holy crap, I just wanted to call Kate. I want to call after him, but his sudden aloofness has paralyzed me. And to me, it's like, he kind of makes her afraid. You know what I mean? He induces...
Afraid to be herself.
Yeah, he induces fear, and like, I've experienced guys who get jealous, you know, like, and it's, but the thing is, the thing that, like, well, I don't like it when guys get jealous. Like, I had one experience where the guy that I was seeing, like, he wouldn't say anything. He wouldn't say that he was jealous.
Sorry to interrupt, by the way, on the what is abuse hotline. I'm just pointing it out, not saying that he is, but one of the signs of emotional abuse is refusing to trust you and acting jealous or possessive. Just saying.
Excessive jealousy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's like, this one guy I was seeing, he would never, like, say anything to me. He wouldn't not let me, like, talk to people, but he would just get, like, quiet, you know, and he'd, like, brood a little bit. And even that, to me, I'm like, no, like, there is, and all you say, like, there is nothing going on. And he'll be like, but he likes you. And I'm like, so? Like, I can't control that. Like, right. It doesn't matter. But anyway, there's another.
I think it's because I'm in such a healthy, mutually respectful relationship that.
Which just seems weird to you.
It does.
Yeah.
I just couldn't, you know, I respect Brian and I definitely take his opinion and I take his feelings into consideration, absolutely. So this is kind of just bizarre, a little bizarre to me. And if anyone else feels that it's bizarre, let us know.
Yeah, you guys, feel free to leave comments. Let us know if you agree with us, because I agree with us. But
I mean,
I don't know, maybe we're crazy. Hang on, one line on 148 that I want to point out is just ridiculous. So Anna's talking about doing, or Gray's talking to her about doing research, and then she says, I don't have a computer. I usually use the computers at school. I'll see if I can use Kate's laptop. She is an English literature major. Do you know how many papers you write as a lit major? Like, a ton. You do more, you don't take tests in that. You write papers. How can you go through 4 years of college in 2011 and not have a computer yourself? Like, you would have to live at the library.
This is Katie just doing a little rant.
Don't understand that. Like, talk about not realistic. Anyway.
Okay, let's go to the next huge issue that Christian Grey was raped, that we find out on page 154. Holy crap. This is getting for real serious. I mean, it's really not a joke. So he was 15 with one of his mother's friends, seduced me for 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we see that he isn't afraid of commitment because, like, well, no, I mean, he was, but, like, it makes sense because he was committed for it. Like, it went on for so long.
He was
so, like,
committed for 6 years.
For him, it's like, yeah, this is natural. Like, this is fine. But then, you know, the intimacy that comes with a relationship, because obviously this woman didn't want him for a relationship. You know, he was 15. When you're old enough to have someone be your son, very, very few women are like, yeah, you know, our conversations are just so intellectually stimulating.
Right, right.
Like, so, I mean, she only wanted him she wanted to use him as an object of pleasure.
Right.
So that is where he's developed this.
Hell yeah, this guy has
way
been.
Way of thinking about sex.
He's been raped. And for me, you know, I think Anna's response is, like, she can't eat anymore. She's just like, holy crap. Like, this is, like, he was sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
And that's I get it. I'm starting to get his very, you don't become, like, SM.
Deep, I don't like, know initials, but then Anna was like, did you never date anyone in college? And he was, I didn't want to. She was all I wanted, needed. And besides, she'd have beaten the stuff out of me.
Yeah.
He smiles fondly at the memory. And to me, I'm like, okay. He says he didn't want to. Like, she was all I needed and all I wanted. But think about it. Even college guys in good relationships, you know, their minds can wander sometimes. You know, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but but it's natural, you know, for all of us to kind of be like, oh, like, you know, especially when you've been in such a long relationship, to be like, well, I wonder if, you know. So I think, like, I don't think it's healthy that he, like, was so consumed by her. You know, he was like, she was all I wanted or needed, and she would have beaten the crap out of me. He smiles fondly at the memory. It's like, okay, that's a problem. And then again, he's forcing her to eat.
Right,
you're just like, what is wrong?
I know. So that's some telling stuff right there.
Yeah.
On 159, I love that there is another side to first experiences when it comes to sex. So Kate tells her.
So there you go. This is where, like, the reality comes back into play.
Right. So on 161, and this might be me just looking into things a little bit, but we find out that Kate's going on vacation with her family for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And on the bottom of page 161, Anna says, I have never left the continental U.S. Kate is off to Barbados with her parents and brother. Ethan for 2 whole weeks. I'll be Kateless in our new apartment. That will be weird. Ethan has been traveling the world since he graduated last year. I wonder briefly if I'll see him before they go on vacation. He's such a lovely guy. The fact that that part's in there, I feel like Ethan has something. Yeah. I think so.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if Ethan will make a play for Anna, like every other guy we meet.
Yeah, of course. Because she's so dumpy, and apparently, like, all these guys are surrounded with this blonde bombshell, so, like, Anna's, like, the forbidden fruit. She's the exotic one.
By the way, I love how she responds to Gray's old-ass lady lover as
Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson. Yeah. That is pretty funny.
I know.
Chapter 11. This darn contract is back.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you. I almost want to skip over this part because I'm like, this is all jargon. I'm like, this is too much.
I know.
But I read it. I got through it and I read it. So he goes over a lot of the same things that he went over before.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of repeating. Some things that stuck out to me on page 170. Well, first of all, the submissive will ensure that she procures oral contraception and ensure that she takes it as and when prescribed to prevent any pregnancy. My thing is, you know, like...
The hell are you going to tell me what I'm putting into...
Yeah. And also, I'm like, well, contraception is not 100% effective. So what happens if she does get pregnant?
Why isn't that in the clause?
Does he, like, get to decide what happens then? You know, it's kind of like, okay.
And, you know, I feel like he's really trying to be respectful in the contract. Like, oh, you know, if you don't want to and whatnot. But I'm just like, the whole contract in and of itself is demeaning.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just it's like a backhanded compliment in a sense. Like, oh, yeah, I care about you. So I'm going to need you to sign this contract.
Right. It's kind of like a prenup or something.
Right.
Like expecting divorce, but I'm going to love you forever. Like, I respect you, but you're not allowed to look directly into my eyes unless I tell you to. But I totally respect you.
I will punch you in the face. So page 167, under the availability part of the contract, number 13, the dominant reserves the right to dismiss the submissive from his service at any time and for any reason. The submissive may request her release at any time, such request to be granted at the discretion of the dominant, subject only to the submissive's rights under clause 2 through 5 and 8 above. So as the dominant, you can peace out. I can tell you to peace anytime, right? But as the submissive, you can only peace out.
You can put in your 2 weeks notice.
If I tell you.
And then I will accept or deny your resignation.
Only. And if I, as the dominant, don't. If I, you know, break one of the rules, then you can go. But if I'm staying within the confines of this contract, I'm just like, no.
It's not equal. It's like how.
Oh, of course.
In the Old Testament of the Bible, women couldn't divorce men, but men could divorce women.
Hold on a second. Page 130. Is that chapter 11?
No, that's not chapter 11. 130. We're on 170.
Oh, I did have something else I wanted to point out going backwards a little bit. So I think this is when they're at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is when she makes breakfast for him.
Uh-huh.
He says at the bottom. No, she says at the bottom of 130, what is it with you and food? I blurt out. His brow knits. I told you I have issues with wasted food. Eat, he snaps. His eyes are dark and pained. This has to do with him being adopted. Like, he must have gone through some trauma as a kid where he, like, never ate. And so, for him, it's, like, really hard for him to have, like, wasted food.
And it, like, pains him.
And it really does pain him.
Because it's, like, because stuff like that could trigger a physical response to where, like, he could be, like,
so that hungry, that was something else which kind of gave him a little break.
Yeah. I mean, I think he is he's so broken, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost, like, to the point where almost like an addict or something, you know, where they can't even be held accountable for their, I mean, like, they have to choose to, like, stop the behavior, but it's kind of like, you know, it's like, anyway, they're not in their right mind or something. But right. Anyway, so then in chapter 11, she's going through it again, and
172, says, appendix 1. I was so tired by this point of reading all these rules. I was like, what the heck? But we did know, we already read a lot of this stuff already.
We read this, and then, yeah, again, I like the way that Anna's kind of, you know, she is resenting this a little bit. On page 175,
yeah,
she's like, you know, my head is buzzing. How am I possibly supposed to agree to all this? And apparently it's for my benefit to explore my sensuality, my limits, safely. Oh, please. I scoff angrily. Serve and obey in all things. All things? I shake my head in disbelief. Actually, don't marriage vows use those words? I wanted to ask you, as a married woman.
No, they do not.
What do you think?
They do not. And it's so funny because when we say the word obey, it
does not mean what he means by
right,
it.
Right, exactly. Know? And it's not just a one-way street.
Right. It's like to obey one another. It's like to respect one another.
Right.
To agree to listen to the other.
Right. And if I'm putting your needs before my own, mm-hmm. and you're doing the same, then we're constantly in, like,
it's
unity.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
okay. Because I know you're right. you know, putting me first.
But this is a one-way street.
Yeah, that's a one-way street.
Yeah.
And so I looked up because I was just like, what did I say on my wedding day? And it doesn't say obey, so that's wrong.
Gotcha.
But you know what I was doing? With all the does a submissive consent to on page 174.
We don't need to talk about it.
And so I crossed things off the list that I would just be like, hell no, hell no, hell no. There were so many things that I crossed off of this list.
Well, then, so like she's you know, getting all this stuff. And then in 176, she says, this is no way to have a relationship. I put my head in my hands. It's like, you're right, sweetie. That is no way to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a relationship. Well, it's like a business relationship. But he's made it clear. He doesn't want to have a romantic relationship with you.
And you know what upset me on page 176? About in the middle of the paragraph. I stare at myself in the bathroom mirror. You can't seriously be considering this. So this is her considering all the stuff that mm-hmm. he's proposed. My subconscious sounds sane and rational. Not her usual snarky self. My inner goddess, which I hate that term,
yeah, me too.
Is jumping up and down, clapping her hands like a five-year-old. Please, let's do this. Otherwise, we'll end up alone with lots of cats and your classic novels to keep you company. I was like, so if you don't get anal fisted and get cane, that means you're going to become a cat lady?
That means you're going to be alone forever.
I'm like,
but I think that is the classic thing that women think
right.
in relationships.
Exactly.
They're like there's this one part where she's like, I want to be with him, but can I do it this way? And it's like, women do that all the time, you know? It's like, okay, well, he wants this from me. I don't necessarily want this, but if I don't do it, he's going to leave me, you know? Like, so I'm going to do it anyway. Like, and women in society get yelled at for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, Anna is not getting yelled at for that.
Right.
Anna is being praised by that, by her inner goddess, whatever. I don't even know. I'm like, what is the inner goddess? I feid like it's maybe the whole Freudian, like, id and ego and super ego thing. But anyway. But yeah. Like, I don't know. And then, so, it's just crazy. But then Christian gets her a computer. And he's emailing her.
Oh, yes.
And then on page 181, it's like, he emailed me. I'm like a small, giddy child. And all the contract ink fades away. And I'm just like, wow, this is really classic of just
a dumb chick.
You get, you know, like you're worried about the relationship. You're like, well, he wants me to do this, but I don't know.
And
then
he's
like, I love you, or he buys you flowers, or he does something, and you're like,
oh,
okay.
Nipple clamps, no problem.
I've been meaning to try those out.
Yeah.
Anyway, she reconciles with Jose. She and Christian email back and forth like they have never met each other.
I know, and I'm just like, don't they have iPhones? Don't they have texts?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyways.
I don't know. Anyway, so then at the end of chapter 11, this is crazy to me. I type submissive into Wikipedia. Half an hour later, I feel slightly queasy, and frankly shocked to my core. Do I really want this stuff in my head?
No.
I think that should tell you, Anna. I think, you know, it's just funny because the whole time she's...
So if that's not her inner goddess, then what's that talking?
That's her sanity? I don't know.
Her sanity.
I don't know. I get that she wants a relationship with Christian. I really do. You know, even though he has his flaws and his brokenness, we have to look at the person. But at the same time, it's like, girlfriend, you gotta do what's healthy and good for you.
Yeah. And I think she doesn't realize how much he does care for her.
Yeah.
And if she realized that, then...
Because she has low self-esteem.
Right.
So it's that, like, I was once told by a guy, he's like, women have the power to change the world because we want to be with you. So if you set certain standards, like, we'll do whatever we have to be with you.
Right.
You know, so it's...
And he's already... And Christian has already proven
he's
that.
He's already, like, changing.
Like,
he's
already changing what he's done for the last 15 chicks he's been with.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We had to get going, but we'll be back, and we will be going over the next couple chapters, probably 12 to 15 or something.
Yeah. And if you have any comments...
Yeah.
Let us know.
Feel free.
And we'll see you on the flip side.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good week. Bye.